Lehigh County spends about $70 million a year on courts, jails, and police. Advocates of criminal justice reform say a study could identify more effective ways to spend that money. During this week's Lehigh County Commissioners meeting, advocate and attorney Ed Angelo said a study could identify treatment options for low-level, nonviolent offenders that would be cheaper than trials and incarceration. He says it would be more effective than current divisionary programs.
In 2019, 75% of our cases were misdemeanors, most of them totally nonviolent. So the opportunity for saving many tax dollars is tremendous. We should be doing it.
Dean Browning, a former commissioner and Republican congressional candidate, called the study unnecessary, saying the board should already be responsible for oversight.
As far as the report card is concerned on department performance, I thought that was your job and the job of the county executive.
Lehigh County Commissioner Dave Harrington supports the study, if it's unbiased.
I think we need to go into it with a mindset of we want to analyze this from, you know, a neutral stance, because we may end up seeing that the programs that we're doing right now are the most efficient for what we can do for the money that we have available.
The review Angelo calls for could cost about $50,000. Harrington says it's possible the study could be done at no cost to taxpayers. Commissioners still have time to amend next year's budget. A final vote isn't expected until late October. Hayden Mittman, WLVR News.